Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, back to wrap things up for a Monday evening. It has been a loaded one. It really has. If you haven't had a chance to listen to the show, and we have run the gamut tonight from about everywhere, from high school football to college football to recruiting to just about everything. Just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcasts, and there we are, South Florida High School Sports. You can listen to everything tonight, as Danny will be putting every interview up this evening. And as we said before, I know high school football, the season is about 7 weeks away, but the thing that's really starting to take center stage in the preseason are media days. And not just schlocky run media days, professionally run media days where you have, you know, a lot of it's recorded, a lot of attendance from the media, all the teams come to show up. It's an opportunity that a lot of these young men will get used to, because at the next level in college, they do it the same way. Starting out this week, I believe Wednesday, we have the first of several media days around the state, and someone who's been on top of those for a few years now and running extremely good ones is Josh Wilson from Florida High School Football, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Josh, thanks so much for taking the time. And are you there?
Yeah, I'm
oh,
here.
There you are. Okay, I thought you left us. I gave you such a good build-up, and then you were going to leave me, so I didn't.
No. I think someone hit the wrong button.
Oh, there you go. A lot of great things going on. As we mentioned, the high school media days have really taken center stage, and they're well run, and you're getting things going this week with a couple of them.
Yes, I know that the experience of working and running some media days over the years, I've learned a few things here and there. And this week we kind of kick things off around the state. Gainesville, North Central Florida, between Gainesville, Ocala, and a lot of rural towns in between. We'll be having 32 teams in Gainesville come Wednesday, starting at 9 o'clock Wednesday morning. And we have the Lathrop County Sports and Event Center, which is actually a brand new facility that just opened in the last year. And it's a nice facility designed for sports, and we'll definitely be happy to be there. And we'll have everybody from the Little Bell to all the way over to the big schools like Buchholz and Gainesville High. And of course, for me, Blue, it's just to get connect with these teams, be able to learn what's going on, what are they excited about for the season, what are they doing, what improvements are they making? Or, for an instance, hey, we've got Hawthorne. They're back-to-back world-class champions. Hey, can you go for a three-peat? We know how hard it is to win multiple state championships in back-to-back-to-back years.
Yeah, and not only that, it's a big time thing for the kids, because you know that after the event is over, you look on social media, whether it be Instagram or Facebook or X or whatever, and these kids post all those pictures of them, you know, being interviewed or them taking little group shots with their coaches. That's also something that they're going to remember for a lifetime as well. Talk about that, because the social media, the advent of a social media in all forms, has really made an event or these events very special.
No, absolutely. Social media has driven a lot of that over the last, you know, course of 5-10 years, you know, especially in the last 5 years, the way social media has come about and how it's really, you know, amplified, you know, what the media days are about. You know, these kids are, you know, between, you know, Instagram to Twitter, you know, well, X as they call it now. I still have a hard time calling it X, but
yeah.
Or even TikTok, you know, these places, you know, that the quick clips, you know, getting, you know, saying, hey, you know, we're here at media day and all of that, you know, just the hype. And, you know, the hype videos are the big thing now these days. And we definitely got a great person in the Big Hits Live. Josh Vazquez is coming in and doing some stuff like that with us with the media day. So I'm definitely excited about that. And, of course, you know, all the local media outlets between the newspapers, the TV stations, radio stations, you know, those guys being at the media days, that just only helps bring it out even further. And that's what's exciting, you know. And then, you know, I tell people, it's like, you know, hey, don't forget about Gainesville, Cali. That's just because we're not a bigger area, you know, doesn't mean that there's the ballers around here. There's quite a few guys around here.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Josh Wilson joining us, Florida High School Sports, does a tremendous job. Also, Tampa area is going to be in play for you this year, and that's always a good one. The Tampa Bay Bucks get involved in that as well. Talk about that one.
Well, yes, with the Tampa Bay Media Day coming up, that's actually going to 2 days this year, so including the other side of the bay, Pinellas County, and over 50 teams have signed up. They're ready to come to Media Day at One Bucks Place. So we're going to be at the Advent Health Training Center in One Bucks Place, as some people call it, over there in Tampa. And it's really exciting to be at the training facility for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And not only we're going to have live broadcast, which is going to be for both media days, live broadcast that's available right directly on FloridaHSFootball.com and all the social platforms, including YouTube. 2 days, bring Pinellas and Hillsboro in. The teams, we will let them to be flexible, come for that media day. So it's going to be a mix of Pinellas, Hillsboro for 2 days. And we're even including 8-man football teams. We got some 8-man football teams between both media days coming. So, I mean, that the 8-man has grown a little bit on that side as well. So, for the teams to be able to get out there and just get that excitement, especially for those coming to an NFL-based facility, you know, not a lot of teams get that opportunity. So to get that opportunity for the 50 plus teams in Hillsborough and Pinellas County, that's huge right there. And
I agree.
You know, I can reminisce on the ones that we had in Miami at Hard Rock.
yeah, that's right. And obviously they're doing them around the state, you know, this year, certainly, you know, with Dan in Orlando and Andy over in the North Coast, over on the coast there. They're going to do a couple. Brandon O'Doy is doing his for South Florida area. So obviously a lot of this is going on. I'm excited about it. And I wanted you to, you know, kind of let everybody know. And, you know, and this week, just turn your attention to social media, Florida High School Football, and also some of the other outlets that will be there. And you'll get a chance to see what these kids are going through. And it's big time. Josh, I can't thank you enough. Best of luck this week. I wish I could be there, but we'll talk soon.
Well, that absolutely, and I appreciate it. And watch live. You'll be able to see what's going on.
We'll do it. Thanks, Josh. Josh Wilson, Florida High School Football, ends what has been a great evening. I hope you can catch up with us. We're going to be back with you next Monday. Thank you, Danny Garcia, for what you do, and we'll see you next week.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.